There are moments in life that imprint on the brain and change a person forever. The way your heart races when you fall in love. Absorbing the weight of your child as you hold them for the first time. Watching my oldest sister take strips off a pack of hillbilly werebears was one of those moments. "No!" Elise snarled at the bears. "You were the one shitting on the grounds, so you can damn well lumber your carcasses back over there and clean it up." "Does a bear shit in the woods?" Maeve, my other sister, hissed. If we made eye contact, we would both bust out laughing and be next up on Elise's rampage. Not if he knows what's good for him. We were T-minus 1 hour until the first tours of Elise's new magic school. The crew had been paid a king's ransom to make the renovations happen on schedule. At times I wondered if it would ever happen, or if Elise's head would explode before we opened the heavy wrought iron gates and welcomed prospective students and their families. She stormed over to where we waited, meekly, for our assignments. Literally. Dark clouds stacked up above the manor house's roof, cluing everyone who knew into her mood. Elise belonged to the Mother Nature caste of witches, which meant she could glow like a newborn star when happy, or make the ground quake when she lost it. "Elise?" Maeve eyed the sky tentatively. "You need to get a grip." "Those fucking bears! What was I thinking offering to take them in?" she kvetched. That they would kill the two of us if you didn't? She shot me a withering glare and then closed her eyes. I thought I heard her murmur, "Calm blue ocean, calm blue ocean." Whatever she did, it worked. A ghost wind blew the thunderheads west over the Blue Ridge Mountains toward Tennessee. An hour later, we were well underway. Orientation at a magic school was chaos incarnate. People, and I use the term loosely, of all ages, appearance, and abilities were milling every which way around the grand house that my eldest sister had refurbished and opened to magical users. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my, wandered in the throng. Shifters with no place else to go. Goblins that hadn't been seen since the magic council was disbanded. Gremlins, who at their full height only came up to mid-thigh on an average witch. And then there were the witches. A gender-neutral term for magical practitioners who range in age and ability from newborn babies with telekinesis to middle-aged persons like myself and my sisters. "I didn't expect this many people," Maeve hissed as she handed out pamphlets from the seat in her mobility aid that she dubbed the Maeve-mobile. Instead of being powered by electricity, her wheels ran magically. "It's great, isn't it?" I said as I handed out bottles of water and waited for the next group to come take the tour with me. Word has really spread. Sometimes I couldn't believe that this was my life. A few years ago, we hadn't known magic had existed. And now here I stood, giving tours to other magic-wielding hopefuls at the place people flock to in order to learn how to master their own abilities. Sebastian, my significant other, had appeared. He stood head and shoulders above most of the crowd, except the bears and Maeve's enormous husband, Cal. Our 9-month-old daughter, Valerie Elaine, was strapped to his chest as he mingled with a few of the fae folk. "How's Sebastian holding up?" Maeve asked. "Pretty good, considering everything." At one time, my main squeeze had been a magic hunter, one of the most feared beings in the supernatural community. He'd killed unsanctioned magical practitioners to enforce the Magic Council's rule that unsanctioned witches couldn't use magic. He'd use the powers he harvested for his own ends as a form of payment. We'd gone back and forth over the wisdom of having him here today. In the end, Elise decided there was no better way to demonstrate that the old regime had fallen than to have a reformed boogeyman carrying his adorable baby girl around in plain view.